This is Recharged Radio. Justin Wayne.
Welcome to the end of the month. Once again, it's almost payday for you monthly pay people, and it's that time to get set for the Discovery 2 gig, which is on Thursday at the AAA. We've got four fantastic acts for you. We're going to play them all for you right now, so don't go anywhere. Alex and Umang are here. We're going to talk about what's going on. We're going to talk about the upcoming Discovery shows. We got a good spring / summer lined up for you. Right now, you're going to hear from Eliza Shaddad. This is her second time at Discovery. She's going to open the evening. You can find her online, Eliza Shaddad, Shaddad.com. We like her, and that's why she's coming back. Here she is right now. The song is called A Good Man, and you are listening to the Discovery 2 preview. Once again, that's Eliza Shaddad here on the Discovery 2 preview. It's the 26th of April, this Thursday. Come on down. It is £5 ahead of time, £7 on the door. Head over to facebook.com/discoverytalent to get your tickets ahead of time. But luckily, I am on the phone with the organizers, Umang and Alex KW. How's it going, guys?
It's going great.
Good, thanks.
And that's Eliza's... This is going to be Eliza's second appearance at Discovery 2. When was the last time she was there?
It was about a year ago. Or maybe, I think it was February, actually, last year. But she's now got her debut EP coming out. She's just been played on XFM. And she's been gigging quite a bit over the last year. So, I mean, we really love her at Discovery and think she's one hell of a talent. So... you know, we're very happy to have her on again.
Kind of like she's a feel-good artist. You know, you get those feel-good movies of the year. Definitely give her like the feel-good artist of the year. Because when she sent us a track for us to put on our streaming services, I don't know, the sun was shining. I had that on. It just made you feel really good, that track.
So, oh, well, she'll bring some sunshiny goodness down into the club of the AAA. That'll be nice.
And what I like about her is she's a folk singer, but then she loved hip hop in her teens, so she's got hip hop influences as well in her music. And then she's also studying jazz halls, so she's an interesting mix, is our Eliza.
All right. Well, what has been going on with Discovery 2? Alex has been to music conferences and things, checking out Welsh talent. Umung has been
doing,
I don't know, what have you been doing?
I went to a great festival last, a really great new festival. It's a boutique festival, and it was near Swindon, and it was called One Fest. I think it was the coldest festival I've ever been to in my life. But I saw an amazing band, Dry the River. They're not a band we've put on at Discovery, but
we'll try to.
A cool band. And there was an Indian artist called Raghu Dixit, who was fantastic.
Who was also on the Andrew Marr show the next day. Yeah, that's right. I watch Andrew Marr.
Oh. Yeah, he was. Yeah, Umong's the intellect in the Discovery team.
I was in bed and it came one in the morning and I was like, yeah, cool. I know that guy.
And then I've also been I went to Wrexham to Focus Wales, which is a really great music conference based similar to Liverpool Sound City and Great Escape, but showcasing Welsh talent. And it's just started, it's in its second year, but it's starting to get the support from the PRS Foundation, the Welsh Government, the Welsh Arts Council, and I saw some great acts there, particularly a singer called Jodie Marie, who's just been picked up by Transgressive, so I think she's on her way. And I've also seen a few acts that we'll be getting to perform at Discovery later in the year, because I want to start bringing some of the Welsh artists down to London.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And I've been busy working with our favourite Canadian neighbourhood band, October Sky, who just got signed. I think you gave him a little bit of a shout out before.
Who, me? Of course I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yes. And they've played Discovery 2.
Which is, you know, where my involvement started. And guess what? They're coming over next week to the UK for a tour.
Cool.
Yeah, so actually this is the first place that's been announced.
Is it?
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, we've released some shows, but no one actually knows it's for a tour.
Well, you can't come over to the UK from Canada just for a couple of gigs, can you?
Yeah, I know, I know.
A little bit of a tour.
But, you know, I thought I'd give you the first official announcement, Justin.
There you go.
You know how much you mean to me.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
October Sky is coming. Are they playing The Great Escape? Because I've got my tickets to Great Escape, so I could see them.
We're playing The Great Escape. Ooh, do you know what's really good about The Great Escape this year? They put the alternative lineup on their website for the first time.
That's fantastic. Nice.
Yeah, and October Sky.
Recharge Radio are doing one too, aren't they? They're doing taking over a club, I think.
They are. So, they're taking over the Queen's Hotel.
Ooh, we're at the Queen's Hotel as well.
On the Thursday.
We're on the Saturday.
On the 10th. So, absolutely.
That'd be cool.
And you can find out there's all sorts of information about Recharge Radio at The Great Escape on rechargeradio.com, so go check that out now. But we need to play another song, don't we?
Yeah.
We need, or you said and.
I was going to say,
sorry,
I was
go ahead.
Say, and you could see us there if you come down. Because I'm going to be down there. Hopefully Alex will, and you'll be down there, right?
Well, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Give us a text on Twitter or something.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We do that. But we've got Jason Clark is next. It's Jason Clark with an E, and he's bringing his band, huh?
He is, all the way from Belfast.
Oh, wow. Very good.
Two of the acts this week, actually, Jason Clark and the 1930s, are both Belfast acts managed by FERSC Management. And they've actually got agents as well, Inspired Agency, which is based in Brighton. And they've been, both acts 1930s and Jason Clarke have been touring the UK a bit, so they do have a little bit of a fan base here, and they're starting to pick up radio play, which is good. But yeah, I went to see Jason Clarke recently with his band. They were awesome. So I can't wait to see them at the AAA.
Cool. Actually, I think we had set to play the 1930s before Jason, but let's just play Jason now since I've already introduced it. And then we'll play the 1930s as well. And then we'll talk about them both in a minute. This is Jason Clarke. It's Jason Clarke with an E, jasonclarkemusic.com. You want to find out more about him. His album is called Undercover, and this song is called Lovin' You.
Feel the music, feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme. I can feel it in the air, oh, it's gonna be tonight. As I smoke my cigarette, how my feet begin to move. Autopilot, here we go as they take me straight to you. That's why I'm loving you. Feel the music, feel the rhythm, feel the ride. Cause I know it's happening, oh it's gonna be tonight. As I drink your coffee cup, put my limits on the line, and then you say, don't you ever stop, cause you're my favorite waste of time. That's why. Show me love like only you know how. Come a little bit closer now tonight. And that's why I'm loving you. And that's why I'm loving you. Where I do not fit in, I Sisters and brothers, hold on to each other. We can be stronger. We can be stronger. Hold on, sisters and brothers, hold on to each other. We can be stronger. Stronger, hold on, sisters and brothers, hold on to each other. We can be stronger. We can be stronger.
There was the 1930s. They're gonna be obviously playing. I think they'll be playing before Jason Clark, depending on how the layout goes down. It's the and then the numbers 1930s.co.uk. So the 1930s.co.uk. You can find out more about them there, or do catch them on Thursday down at the AAA in Kensington. It's off Kensington High Street. If you get the Kensington High Street tube. You just take a right out of the station and you walk down to you see the horrible, or I mean, very nice hotel on your left. And then it's just on the right underneath a very nice little restaurant called the Archangel. But if you want to head over and find out all the information you'll ever need about it, you can either hit facebook.com/discoverytalent or discovery-talent.co.uk. Always has all the information and all the current information about the next gig. So So. We've got one more song to play, but what's coming up in the future in the sort of the summertime for Discovery 2? You got some good artists coming down, it looks like.
We've got a really an exciting night lined up for the end of May, because for a number of years now I've been working with the Warren Project and Warren Records, a guy called Stu Baxter, and the Warren basically is a community project, and so lots of kids who may have been excluded from school or things like that, they go to the Warren and they're supported, and there's a recording studio and they work with Stu and he helps promote them. And they were recently on The Secret Millionaire on Channel 4. Mm. And an artist called Jody McKenna, who I've put on in the past, he was funded to release his album through this label, through The Secret Millionaire, which is great. Anyway, Stu's just always ringing me up. There is just so much talent in that town. And what's really great is that Zane Lowe and Hugh Stevens went up there recently and did a live show, and they're tapping into this talent. So Stu and I were just chatting one day and we thought it'd be really good to do a joint showcase, as I'm always putting Hull acts on at Discovery. Mm-hmm. We'd do a joint showcase, which was exclusively Hull.
Oh.
So on the 31st of May, Hull is going to invade London.
Very cool.
And there's going to be a couple of acoustic acts and a couple. We're going to have three bands on, I think.
Yeah.
And DJ Delphi's just going to play music from Hull that night.
Oh. cool.
That night's going to be pumping, I'll tell you that now. I've listened to all the acts and, wow, cannot wait.
That sounds cool. And it looks like all the bands are set up for June as well. And you got a band coming from Holland?
Yes. I went to the International Live Music Conference in March in that hotel that you were talking about in Kensington.
The horrible one.
It's very nice, but it's huge. It's enormous.
Well, live music conference just takes over the hotel for 2 days.
Okay.
So there's no other guests in the hotel except music industry people.
Oh.
So it's quite a laugh. Huh. But they have lots of seminars and it's really good, actually. Promoters, agents. Anyway, I met a promoter from Amsterdam and he was telling me about this great act he's considering working with, who are a vocal group of three girls. Yeah, so they're coming over.
Purdy girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
What is it? They just sing.
They sing and they play instruments. Oh, right, okay, they're good. Classically trained musicians.
Wow. I think there's a really good video of them on YouTube playing acoustic guitars and it's either a mandolin or a ukulele, one of those two. I can't really remember off the top of my head, but pretty
Snow sweet. Apple is what they're called.
Yeah.
Snowapple.nl. That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
And then Olas is coming back.
He is with his band.
With a spin.
Ooh, with a band.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And not your average band either. I went down to see them at the 100 Club a couple months ago. Wow. All I'm going to say is wow.
The Twisted Individuals.
It was pretty twisted. Let's put it this. I was headbanging to what used to be urban/garage. Like, I was headbanging like it was a metal gig.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to say. You don't just got to come down to experience it.
And are we allowed to say who the fourth band is on the 20th of
June?
Oh,
yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
October Sky. So that'll be the, near the end of their tour or in the middle of their tour at some point.
Just the beginning.
All right.
That's how long it's going to be.
Cool. Yeah.
When we first started doing Discovery, we used to say that we'd only put one act on once, ever. And then I just started to think about it and thought, actually, we could be involved in helping promote their careers. So we're getting quite into, you know, if we like people, we put them on again.
Sure. But I think the key thing is, whenever we put them on, there is something different about them. Like Olos, who's now performing with a band. It's got a completely different sound.
Yeah.
Still a great act. Still a charismatic act, but just different. You know, we put Eliza Newman on twice, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
She's been amazing every single time she comes back. October Sky, three times this will be. And every time they've, just hit a milestone. So it's good to see their career, artists' careers progressing.
Yeah.
I think people need to see that.
Hmm. Definitely.
Well, tell us about this last band we're going to play tonight, because I was looking through my notes and I don't know how much I have on them. So it's I'm gonna pass it over to you guys. You tell us about Taurus Tracker.
Loud.
Loud.
Punky bluesy.
Okay.
And one of them's a cousin of Mick Jones from The Clash.
I think Mick Jones features in one of their songs.
He does.
Yeah.
Yes. So he's endorsed what they're doing. And they're from West London. They've been around a few years, but they've got a new album coming out. And I think they're going to be a really great band to end the night on, actually.
Cool. Looks like they've appeared in Louder Than War, which is one of my favorite blogs. Online.
Oh, is it?
And yeah. Oh yeah, gotta love Louder Than War. That's a great magazine. And it's Taurus Tracker with two K's, TaurusTracker.co.uk. You want to check them out online. And do join us down at Discovery 2 on Thursday the 26th of April. It'd be great to see you. And if we don't see you then, we'll see you May 10th through the 12th at the Great Escape. I was going to say the Alternative Escape, but that's the Recharge Radio Night, which is on the 10th on the Thursday.
We're Alternative as well, so. There you go. Just tweet us and we'll meet you somewhere.
Tweet and meet.
Can I just say one thing I forgot to say about the 1930s is that they're actually touring because they've got an EP out at the moment. And they've been getting an airplay on Radio 1. They're playing in Glasgow tonight. And they've been appearing on MTV as well. So it's great that we've got them as part of the UK tour.
Cool.
And one last thing, check out our new Facebook page.
It is very shiny. You've got some graphic designers working for you now, it looks like, Alex. It's fancy stuff.
Yeah, I'm retiring from my graphic design.
Fair enough. Graphic designers, leave that to the designers.
Yeah.
Alina has done an incredible job on this. Yeah.
Cool.
Check it. Give us a comment and let us know what you think about it.
Yeah. Once again, it is facebook.com/discoverytalent. Go check that out now. Get your tickets because they're a pound cheaper on the site than on the night. I'll have to say that more often. That was kind of slick. Once again, thank you to Alex and Umang. We'll see you in a few days.
Yeah.
Woo! At Discovery 2 AAA. We'll see you there. This is Taurus Tracker. The song is called Lucky from their album Building 10 here on the Discovery 2.
With the sound of scar, plastic bowl for a bar. The girls were dressed to kill, it was enough to make a man ill. So we had another beer. Somebody said lucky, it's only once a year. We'll be right back.
This is Recharged Radio.